and but not talk to it, not tell it I'm not believing it, just don't believe it.
Or don't relate to it like it's your friend.
It's not my friend, but it's in my ear.
Yeah, but just because it's in your ear, don't relate to it like it's a person.
I don't relate to it like it's a person. It feels like an evil entity.
Well, don't relate to it like an evil entity.
I won't relate to it at
entity.
All. Not even there. Just all right.
Don't believe the doubt feeling.
Okay.
And see what happens practicing that day to day.
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
Not believing is the same thing as walking the path of emptiness?
Not exactly.
Can you explain the differences?
Maybe.
Okay.
Can I? Yeah. What I gave her was a specific method, a specific meta method for dealing with a doubting mind. And what you're talking about, what you're comparing it to, is not about specifically a doubting mind. It's just about seeing the fullness of things or the emptiness of things. It's just about a certain perspective, whichever one gives you the better eyes to see the truth. So one is a method for dealing with human pattern. But to walk the path of emptiness has to do with much larger than just the human pattern.
But isn't it start with that, with the human pattern first, and then you go beyond that? Would that be the steps?
It can be the way you're saying, but you know, I'm not sure what the point is. The main point that matters to me is if we're being controlled by our pattern, then it's important to understand that and see what's possible with that. And if that's not the issue, if the issue is how to reach emptiness, that's a whole other question. So I wouldn't make a parallel between the two, in other words. All right, so close your eyes and just relax. And we're just going to spend 2 or 3 minutes finishing the evening together. And just fall inside in a meditative and relaxed way. And feel yourself. Feel the feeling that you feel 99% of the time. It's the feeling you call you. It's your sense of what life is. It's your sense of what it means, what it feels like, and what it is to literally be alive, to be conscious, to be a mind, to be a body, to be a soul even. It's simply this which is I, this which is the feeling of what it feels like for me, insert your name here, to be alive. Everybody has a central feeling of what it feels like to be alive as you. Contact that feeling. Feel it. You're feeling it every minute all the time. All I'm saying is feel it now consciously. Come into direct contact with it in a more objective way where you're aware of what you're feeling. You're aware that this feeling of me, this feeling of this is life, this is how life feels. Be aware of it now in a more clear way. And that clear, more clear awareness gives you a kind of an objectivity so that you're actually viewing it. You're looking at it instead of standing in the middle of it and totally unaware of it and just thinking, this is what life is, this is what I am. You can kind of observe it. So see how much you can observe the feeling of life, the feeling that you call you, right now, just for a moment.